Chapter 0. The Fool, Shin. The card was thrown upside down on the table. It was one of those cards that tell the fortune. A leaf from a deck of tarot cards. The scrawny hand touched it with tenderness, almost indefensible. Then slowly he or she, whatever was the sex of this creature, turned the card slowly. The Fool was illustrated on the other side. He threw it hurriedly on the edge of the table onto the package with the other cards. It looked like the table and the cards were the only things in the small room located somewhere on the edge of nowhere. The strange creature that shuffled the cards looked now slightly more like a humanoid. The way he or she looked at those made it seem like this game was part of its participation in a story that was happening far away, both in time and space. "Young girl, you're perfectly healthy. There is nothing wrong with your stomach. You just need to rest, stop eating and drinking all that junk food all you young people eat, add some glasses of milk in your diet, and you will be as right as rain." The doctor seemed very pleased with his little patient, although the same could not be said for her. The girl looked uncomfortable. "What's wrong?" asked the doctor when he realized that the news were not received as expected by the young girl. "Oh, doctor, nothing," she responded. "Only, come on, what's your problem? Your stomach is not that bad, at least not yet." "And the pain I feel," replied the girl. "There is a minor problem with your stomach. You have signs of what we doctors call the beginning of an ulcer. But it is only at the beginning. And as I said earlier, there is nothing to be afraid of. Rest and eat proper food." "This is exactly my problem," said the girl. "I am working in a fast food restaurant, and the only thing I can eat is what we sell." "Then you have a problem," the doctor said. "But sit down, and let's see what we can do about it. How old are you?"
20, sir," said Scintilla.
"Come on, you cannot be 20," he replied.
16, she said.
"What did you say your name was?" the doctor asked again.
"Scintilla," said the girl.
"Well, Scintilla, there is a way to solve your problem, but I'm not sure this is the best solution for you. It is better to return home."
"No, doctor, this is not possible," said the girl.
"Up in the mountains, there is nothing left for me after my father's death. Is there any other solution?"
"I can help you if you want to do an extra job for an institute."
"How does that sound?" the doctor said, with something like a smile hanging off the edge of his mouth.
"I do not understand what I have to do," Scintilla said.
"Don't worry. I'll write an address for you. And there, Dr. Connolly will explain everything to you.
Well, what do you think?"
"If you say so," Scintilla said, and held out her hand to take the small card the doctor had completed. With this decision, all of her problems started. The next morning, the girl went to see Doc Connolly.